The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for Increased Understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage on The Takeaway is supported in part by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.
After touring a local small business, President Barack Obama told a crowd at North Carolina State University, this is yesterday, that the benefits of his jobs bill were quite clear.
Do you want to keep tax breaks for multimillionaires and billionaires? Or do you want to cut taxes for small business owners and middle-class families?
Well, it appears that our next guest is wondering a little bit about the president's strategies here. Are small businesses really the way the economy will get going in the United States? Jay Goltz is the author of The Street Smart Entrepreneur and lead small business blogger for our partner, The New York Times. You can read his column there. It's called Thinking Entrepreneur. Jay, good morning.
Good morning.
So your issue is not necessarily with the jobs bill. It's with the conversation in Washington, as I understand it, that people are seeing small businesses as job creators instead of large corporations.
Well, you know, I'm not an economist, but I guess it's not hard to believe that small business does drive a lot of jobs. But my problem with the proposal is just its implementation. I think having payroll tax cuts will absolutely put more money into small business, which will allow them to invest more, which will allow them to buy more products and services. And I do think that it would be healthy. My problem with the way it's structured at the moment is to start to mess with Mother Nature, which is the nature of hiring, to start giving bonuses for certain people over other people, or to give preferential treatment to someone who's been out of work for 6 months versus someone who's only been out for a month. I think that's a very dangerous thing to start. And I think the whole phrase incentive to hire is almost an oxymoron. I don't believe there's an incentive to hire. You hire when there's more demand. So I think whatever stimulus is out there that should be able to help should go into putting more money out there so people can buy more products and services, which will drive demand, not to entice a business owner to hire someone they weren't going to hire anyway.
But there are things in the jobs plan that, as a small business owner, will help you, right?
Absolutely. I think most of it is sound. The payroll tax deduction, people need to understand there's a huge difference between a payroll tax deduction and an income tax deduction, in that a lot of companies are barely making money. So having an income tax reduction isn't going to help anybody. It wasn't going to help those people. Whereas a payroll tax deduction will help everyone who has employees, which will put more money into the system. It's when you start messing with the, oh, we're going to give you an incentive to hire, which is, I think, just silly. And every article I've read up from business owners says, why would we hire somebody? Because there's an incentive to hire. You hire people because you need them.
That's Jay Goltz. He's author of The Street Smart Entrepreneur, and he blogs for our partner, The New York Times, as well. Dan Gross is with us, also columnist and economics editor for Yahoo Finance. Dan, I know you just heard what Jay said. Is incentive for hire just a kind of a political rhetoric?
No, well, look, you know, desperate times call for desperate measures. In a period where unemployment was, 5% and we didn't have an employment problem, then I think the case for sort of not noodling around with the natural system is compelling. At a time when unemployment is 9%, and also when, you look at the Labor Department puts out this number on the number of job openings. There are 3.2 million job openings, which is much higher than there were a year ago. There are a lot of companies that are obviously telling the world that we need people, but they just for whatever reason, they're not pulling the trigger on that hiring. It's because of concerns over demand. It's because of lack of confidence. It's because of concern that Europe is going to collapse. And so maybe a certain percentage of them, that little extra nudge, maybe that $5,000, $4,000, maybe that would make the difference. And if that makes a difference for a couple hundred thousand people, that's not nothing. So I think in these circumstances where, we are in desperate need of new jobs, where companies are telling us we have all these openings, but they're not filling, maybe the case for a sort of nudge or some kind of behavioral push becomes a little more compelling.
That's Dan Gross. He is the economics editor for Yahoo Finance and a columnist. Also with us, Jay Goltz, a small business owner himself and a blogger on small business for our partner, The New York Times, author of The Street Smart Entrepreneur. So Jay, let me ask you also about the issue of taxes, because, I mean, you seem to take issue with some of the political rhetoric going on in Washington. And something we hear a lot is the argument over taxes, job-killing taxes. We hear that phrase all the time. As a small business owner, are you unable to hire because you're crushed by taxes and regulations?
Well, first of all, I have to speak to – I think Dan's half right. I think that it probably does make sense to do something, but as someone who has 110 employees who knows how expensive it is to hire people, knows how expensive it is to have people on unemployment, knows the serious – hiring is a serious business, and I do not believe that someone is going to be on the fence, should I hire someone, should I not? Oh, I'll get some tax money, the three-fourth, whatever the money is, it's very small compared to the exposure and the expense of having an employee. So I believe that the tax incentives will be helpful in putting more money into the market and freeing up capital to buy products and services. But I don't believe it's going to – and I totally agree with him. This is a confidence problem. I actually think the economy is much better than it looks, that people like me, business is definitely better. It's coming along. But – with all the bad news you constantly hear, you're a little hesitant to hire, but I do believe that will pass. I am hiring. I did hire a couple of new people. As far as the tax-killing rhetoric that's out there, this isn't even an opinion. This is just math. So I'll just share this with you, and everybody can make up their own mind. The proposal is perhaps that over 250,000 taxes that they're thinking of raising. And now, I am not saying they should raise taxes. I think they should stop spending money like a drunken sailor, if that's so politically correct. I don't want to offend any drunken sailors. I think the government needs to stop spending money. But if, in fact, they did raise taxes, let's just go through the math on that. If a company was doing $10 million a year, and there's three different companies, all doing $10 million a year. The one who had a 2.5% profit, which isn't great, but it's okay, isn't going to pay any more taxes because they didn't make more than $250,000. Okay, the second company made $750,000, but they bought a lot of equipment and they took advantage of the expensing of equipment instead of depreciating it, and they more than made up for any tax increase, which leaves you with the third company, who perhaps is a retailer who has their money invested in inventory, which is not a tax deduction. It's not deducted until you sell it. So building inventory is a cash drain on a business, and that company made $750,000, which means that they would end up having to pay, if the taxes went up 2%, instead of paying $250,000 in round numbers in taxes, they're going to pay $260,000.
Yeah. All right, we're going to have to end the conversation there. That's Jay Goltz, author of Street Smart Entrepreneur and a blog for our partner, The New York Times. And Dan Gross joined us, columnist, economics editor for Yahoo Finance.
You come to The New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.